When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
In today's show, I'll be sharing the latest Bitcoin technical analysis and breaking news just in. Switzerland considers Bitcoin for national reserves. That's right. Switzerland is exploring adding Bitcoin to its national reserves alongside traditional assets like gold and silver. Also, more breaking news. Paraguayan deputy presented a bill to legalize and recognize Bitcoin as a legal tender. Let's freaking go. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin outperforming Tesla stock for the first time since 2019, as well as breaking news. Ripple contests their $2 billion SEC fine and says the penalty shouldn't exceed $10 million. We'll also be discussing the price target of $111,000 per Bitcoin is on the table, according to economists. I'll be sharing his timeline, as well as Fundstrat's Thomas Lee says Bitcoin definitely hitting a new all-time high this year in 2024, as high as $150,000. We'll also be discussing the Bitcoin price will certainly be $1 million by this particular date, according to Real Vision CEO Raul Pau. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this, plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode number 1618. I'm your host, JV, and it is April 23rd, 2024. 3.5 days ago, we had the coveted Bitcoin halving, and we had no post dump, which is definitely a good sign. All the previous halvings, we've always had a post Bitcoin dump. So Bitcoin's been maintaining above 66,000 where we're currently at. As you can see here with our market watch, Bitcoin 66,500-ish. We also have Ether back in the green, trading above 3,200. We have Solana in the green, XRP, as well as TRX, which is Tron. Even Pepe is a pumping. And check it out, coinmarketcap.com. We're sitting at a 2.45 trillion market cap. Means we're back on the rise with roughly 70 billion worth of volume in the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance at 53.4% with the Ether dominance at 16.1%. My question for the chat, how high do you think the Bitcoin dom will likely climb for the cycle? Holla. And checking out top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours. Look at Hedera. HBAR up 41%. Good Lord. With a $4.5 billion market cap, followed by AKT up 25%, followed by Pepe up 14.5%. Below that, Bonk, Floki, and Whiff, as the meme coins continue to do their thing. And yeah, let me know which altcoins you guys are most bullish on, and checking out the crypto bubbles to get more of a visual perspective. As you can see, HBAR, AKT, Bonk, and Pepe, and Floki leading the pack. And zooming out on the monthly, we have, I'd say, 80% in the red. Massive corrections overall, but the alts have been running like wildfire these past previous months. So correction is normal as that Bitcoin dominance continues to climb. And checking out the Bitcoin Crypto Greed and Fear Index, you can see we're rated a 71 today. Yesterday, 73. Last week at 65 and last month at 74. And greed, the higher this number goes, the more likely of a correction. So there you have it. Only 1,400 plus days away from Bitcoin halving 2028. Make some noise for that. But anyways, fam, let's break this one down. The latest Bitcoin Bollinger Bands hit a level that saw Bitcoin price squeeze past 50 G's. That's right. Here we're looking at the Bitcoin 1 hour chart. Bitcoin stuck near 66,000 today, April 23rd, as waiting sellers kept the Bitcoin price action firmly in check. That's right. TradingView revealed an ongoing new trading range in place since after the weekly close, while overall higher than last week, offered little inspiration for the bulls, the Bitcoin price action. However, an overnight rally to 67.2 failed to close a nearby CME Group Bitcoin futures gap. This, combined with another gap lower at 64.4, forms near-term Bitcoin price targets, which have yet to be hit. So analyzing the current status quo, we had Macro Johannan identifying 66.7 as a key level for Bitcoin to flip to support moving forward. Quoting him here, looking at the range, Bitcoin reclaimed mid-range and then sent from there. However, it couldn't flip the next level at 66.7 thus far. That's the key level for today. And you can see those CME gaps right here on the chart. The analyst saw two options based on the market's treatment of the 66.7 mark and a flip of 66.7 heading towards the old trend line and range high to get rejected at 66.7, then fall back to mid-range, potentially with a wick below to close the CME gap. Quoting them here, both scenarios assume that the short-term trend will continue and we will move towards the range high. Send it. The post referenced the current liquidity landscape on exchange order books, which continue to show bids and asks tightly wound around the spot price. Data from CoinGlass confirmed on the day that 66,000 and 67,300 form the biggest support and resistance levels, respectively. Now let's discuss these Bollinger Bands reaching February's breakout zone. Anticipation of a larger Bitcoin price move lingered in the background. Let's go. Matthew Highland said changing Bollinger Band conditions on the three-day timeframes indicated that a range breakout, either up or down, should come soon enough. The width of the bands, a classic volatility indicator, is currently the narrowest since mid-February when Bitcoin last traded below 50,000. Now, as reported on the implications of the Bollinger Band behavior for the price action, analysis seeing an upside squeeze, which ultimately became a reality as outlined right here in the charts. Now, let me know if you are currently bullish at the current sentiment of Bitcoin here on April 23rd, 2024. Now, big news that just came in, like right before I went live here. Switzerland considers Bitcoin for national reserves. Switzerland is exploring adding Bitcoin to its national reserves alongside traditional assets like gold and silver. A referendum led by Ives Benaim proposes a constitutional amendment to bolster economic stability and modernize reserve assets. Proponents see Bitcoin as a hedge against inflation. Critics are wary of its volatility. So Switzerland, let's frickin' go. And other big news, Paraguayan deputy presented a bill to legalize and recognize Bitcoin as a legal tender. According to these reports, I mean, here's the proof. These are the bills right here. So Bitcoin slowly but surely becoming legal tender in more countries as it continues to be adopted around the world. So game theory family in full effect. That's pretty big news. But shout out Switzerland and Paraguay. Bring it. But anyways, fam, keep the likes are pumping. I appreciate it. But let's dive into our latest with Bitcoin versus Tesla. Finally, Bitcoin outperforms Tesla stock for the first time since 2019. Take that, Elon. Anyways, Bitcoin's price finally outperformed Tesla stock over the past 5 years in percentage terms. The electronic vehicle manufacturer also missed out on the potential $1.27 billion in profit after selling a big chunk of his Bitcoin holdings in 2022. Suckers. Over the past 5 years, Bitcoin price has risen 1,180%, while Tesla stock has only risen 800%, according to TradingView data, as outlined here in the chart. Looking at smaller time horizons, the Bitcoin returns have outperformed Tesla over the past year in particular. Bitcoin rose 139%, while Tesla fell over 11% over the past 12 months, while year-to-date, Bitcoin's up roughly 50%, while Tesla stock price is down 42%. That's why you should be invested into the biddies, not the car manufacturers. Just saying. Now, such a stellar year so far for Bitcoin has made it the world's ninth largest asset with a $1.3 trillion market cap, larger than Meta Platforms, Berkshire Hathaway, Visa, as well as JP Morgan. Now, in comparison, Tesla is the world's 21st largest asset with a $455 billion market cap, according to CoinMarketCap. Or company's market cap, as you can see here. Tesla was amongst the first publicly traded companies to invest in Bitcoin back in February 2021, when the company bought over $1.5 billion worth of BTC at around the 36,000 mark. However, Tesla sold 10% of its holdings March 2021. Then the company sold approximately 75% of its Bitcoin reserves like a sucker. Dave Portnoy paper hands Elon in the second quarter of 2022. Had Tesla not sold, it would have made over $1.27 billion in profit, up over 84% on its initial investment at the current price levels. Tesla still holds 11,500 Bitcoin worth $766 million with Coinbase Prime custody, according to Arkham Intelligence. Now, Bitcoin ETFs are the main reason why Bitcoin is winning. You can say that again. The approval of the 10 US spot Bitcoin ETFs was the main reason behind Bitcoin price rising 60% thus far this year. And US spot Bitcoin ETFs' role in elevating Bitcoin to a genuine asset class has been invaluable with pleasing trading volumes and capital flows since launch. I mean, check these numbers, don't lie. The 10 Bitcoin ETFs have amassed over 835,000 BTC and cumulative on-chain holdings worth over $55 billion, according to Dune Analytics. And I mean, BlackRock alone now holds over 272,000 biddies on the balance sheet via custodian Coinbase. So really, Coinbase owns all this Bitcoin, not Yo Keys, not Yo Coins. I mean, Coinbase must have now millions of biddies. Let's dive into our next story of the day. Breaking news with Ripple versus the SEC. We know the SEC recently wanted $2 billion as a fine for Ripple Labs, and they just countered and said, yo, the penalty shouldn't exceed $10 million. So it's like they go high, they go low, and I think the judge is probably going to make it somewhere in the middle. If I was to guess, I'm going to guess like $100 to $200 million fine. But what are your thoughts? Let me know. Here's the story. Cross-border payment protocol Ripple contested with the US SEC's request to impose a $2 billion fine against the blockchain company, saying the penalty should not exceed $10 million. In a new filing, the Ripple Labs opposed the SEC's request to a federal judge to impose the almost $2 billion fine on the company. Ripple urged the court to deny the SEC's request for the injunction, disgorgement, and prejudgment interest. Ripple said to the court they should issue a more reasonable civil penalty, which should not be more than $10 million, quoting the filing. Ripple has every intent of adhering to that guidance in the future and every incentive to do so. The SEC's draconian remedial requests are ungrounded in law or principle. The court should reject them in their entirety. Now, the filing highlighted that the SEC asked the court to ask Ripple to pay $876 million in disgorgement, $198 million in prejudgment interest, and another $876 million in civil penalties. In total, the amount reached almost $2 billion. Can't make this ish up. Ripple revealed the requested fine amount loss almost a month ago, actually. It was March 25th. Ripple Labs chief legal officer Stewart revealed that the SEC asked a federal judge to impose such fines on the blockchain company. The lawyer said the SEC remains bent on punishing and intimidating Ripple in the crypto industry. So within the new filing, Ripple described the fine as unreasonable and said that $10 million is the actual amount that reflects a portion of their actual revenues. Ripple redacted the actual percentage shared in the doc. Now, the filing also highlighted that such an amount would be proportionate to both percentage and dollar amount to comparable digital asset cases where there was no culpable mental state and no substantial harm or risk or harm to others. Now, Stewart suggested the SEC's actions and asked for a fine are proof of its ongoing intimidation against all of crypto in the U.S. The Ripple lawyer said the case had no allegations or findings of recklessness or fraud. In addition, the legal officer believes that Ripple won on significant issues and hoped that the judge would fairly approach the final remedies phase of the case. So there you go. How much do you think in the end, when it's all said and done, Ripple Labs will have to pay as fines to the SEC? Personally, I don't think they're going to get the $2 billion, and I don't think it's going to be nowhere near $10 million. Typically, judges like to put something in the middle between the two arguments, but let me know your thoughts, and I'll read them out loud. Now, let's discuss some targets. Price action. Let's get it. 111,000. Here we go. According to this economist, he says 111,000 price tag for Bitcoin's in the cards amid the alignment of a technical indicator and a bullish market structure. That's right. In a new video update, economist Henrik Zeberg says that based on the key indicator, it's possible for the top crypto asset by market cap, known as BTC, to melt up to six figures by August, Well, let's melt up then, shall we? According to Zuckerberg, the crypto king historically entered into a parabolic phase after its monthly RSI goes above 70, quoting the analyst here. So I got 110 to 115,000 for Bitcoin. It is actually a part of a larger pattern. I see that is either the beginning of a new bull run, but it needs to take a long break after the blow off top, but we haven't gotten to the really steep part of it yet. We see that we can get an RSI above 70. That is really when we see the steep part. And then people say, yeah, but it's declining. But it is also, it did previously, the steep part. And we don't even have the last of this month. April could still be a very bullish month. Good point. Shout out to the analyst Henrik here. Now, Bitcoin's RSI is a momentum indicator, currently sitting at 71. The analyst goes on to say that it's even possible for Bitcoin to hit the price tag of over $200,000 per coin. Send it. Quoting him here, I can actually see in an even crazier world that we can reach $250,000, but $110,000 to $115,000 is my target. So there you go. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the economists. And yeah, 111,000 sounds sexy to me. When do you feel we can hit that? I personally think sometime this year. Bring it and let's get it. Back to the Oompus.
Value go down like a lead balloon. What do you think will come of that? Satoshi's having none of it.
Anyways, family, appreciate y'all, but let's dive into our next story of the day. We discussed the 111,000 target. Now let's discuss this $150,000 target, shall we? Fundstrat's Tom Lee says Bitcoin definitely hitting a new all-time high in 2024 and calls the bottom on the stock market. That's right. The hedge fund vet Tom Lee is maintaining bullish conviction on both the stock market and Bitcoin following the much anticipated halving April 20th. In an interview on CNBC, Lee says the halving, which cut the Bitcoin miner rewards in half late last week, along with the rise of Ruins protocol, which helped generate massive amounts of fees for the flagship blockchain, is going to contribute to upwards pressure on price. The Fundstrat co-owner, who has been vocally bullish on Bitcoin for many years, is forecasting a Bitcoin cycle top of $150,000 potentially before the year's end. Quoting him here, it is a reminder of the sound money of Bitcoin because it is pre-programmed every 210,000 blocks to cut the block reward. We know it means you're cutting the supply, but demand has been strong. And Bitcoin network usage has really been strong because of things like Runes protocol. So you kind of made the demand side stronger and the supply side smaller. So I think it's upwards pressure on price. I think Bitcoin definitely makes new all-time highs this year. So we think something like $150,000 is probable this year. And then longer term, I don't think there's anything wrong with those targets people have, like 500,000 for Bitcoin or much higher. Preach. Lee is also bullish on the stock market, which has been correcting from local highs over the last several weeks. According to the investor, here's what he shared. I think there have been a lot of damage to the markets, but there are ways to look at why things could be turning. Mark Newton, our head of technical strategies, says the cycle turn date is April 20th. So if you look at things like the DeMarc count, we are at almost a 7. So we are only 1 or 2 days from a potential bottom or turning point. Let me know if you agree with that. They say bull markets rise in an escalator and fall in an elevator. So it is what you'd expect in a rising trend, is sharp corrections and it shakes people out. And I think there's a lot of top callers, but to me, I think this is a good opportunity. And to watch this actual interview he did on CNBC, check the show notes below the video and in the description. And let me know if you agree with Mr. Thomas Lee. But anyways, family, now for our feature story of the day. Bitcoin price will certainly be $1 million by 2030 with a surge in trend, according to the Real Vision CEO, Raul Powell. So let's break this bad boy down and welcome y'all just joining the stream. In a recent interview with Altcoin Daily, the Real Vision CEO, Raul Powell, outlined his 1 million Bitcoin price projection based on the growth of digital asset wallets. Quoting him here from the interview, let's say it goes from 175% a year where it's been trending and goes to 43% a year, which is what the internet did from year 8 onwards. Powell said in the video, well, crypto gets to 1 billion people by the end of next year, 1 billion active wallets, and it gets to 4 billion by 2030. Well, at 4 billion wallets, the price will certainly be $1 million per coin. Now, some perspective. It is difficult to pinpoint the exact adoption rate of crypto around the world, though a recent survey of consumers in 50 countries worldwide indicate that adoption is largely growing. So Powell added that Bitcoin is one of the fastest growing asset classes in the entire world. So Bitcoin is on an inevitable path towards higher prices. I think we'd all agree with that. Quoting him again, crypto is going twice the speed of the internet in terms of adoption. So it is the fastest adoption of any technology in any asset class the world has ever seen. Let them know. There you go. Now some key takeaways. Powell also conceded that a 1 million Bitcoin price projection sounds as ridiculous today as it did when we first invested in Bitcoin at the $200 price when he first invested. So I guess that means the price he initially got in. At the time, he projected the asset would rise to $100,000, a possibility that it recalled as being largely dismissed. So the $1 million doesn't seem that preposterous. There you go. Let me know if you agree or disagree. Now, another headline reads, 1 million Bitcoin advocate, Samson Mao from Jan 3, announces Bitcoin quantitative hardening. Let's discuss this Bitcoin quantitative hardening, shall we? Mao referred to it as the fourth Bitcoin quantitative hardening. Here, the influencer opposes to the quantitative easing that the U.S. Fed has taken to quite frequently over the past few years, injecting billions and trillions of U.S. dollars into the economy, as many experts believe, has started to debase the U.S. dollar. And here's his tweet from April 19th. The fourth Bitcoin quantitative hardening is now complete. Let's go. Many experts also believe that the QE is to be a major driver that first pushed the Bitcoin price above 61.5 back in April of 2021, and then on to 69,000 as the all-time high in November that year. And in 2024, an unusual thing happened. The world's pioneer crypto, for the first time, reached new historic price peak before the halving. That's right. We tapped 73,800 one month ago, and not after the halving, which is unprecedented, meaning it's never occurred before. Every halving reduces the amount of the new Bitcoin injected into circulation in form of miners' block rewards. Today and now, after the halving, these rewards were slashed from 6.25 bitties to 3.125, as we all know. So there you go. Now, let me know your thoughts on some of this, and I'm going to read you another tweet from Samson Mao. Six blocks to go until Bitcoin has a lower inflation rate than gold. Well, it is official. We now have a lower inflation rate, and I think Bitcoin is here to overtake the market cap of gold. Let me know your thoughts on that. I believe the gold market cap at this time is roughly $15 trillion. And I anticipate much of that capital flowing out of the gold stocks and ETFs and out of the precious metal in general and flowing right into Bitcoin as well as the Bitcoin ETFs. Also consider end of this month, we have the Hong Kong ETFs, which are officially going to go live, at least three providers. Not only are we going to have the spot Bitcoin ETF, but the very first spot Ethereum ETF to ever exist. Right. And so we also have adoption out of El Salvador. We also have adoption, as I read a little earlier to you, big news out of Switzerland considering Bitcoin for their national reserves. We also have big news I shared earlier out of Paraguay. Their deputy presented a bill to legalize and recognize Bitcoin as the legal tender. We also have talk out of the Middle East. Mr. 100, maybe Abu Dhabi, according to Max Kaiser. He says that's his number one contender. We also have talk out of Qatar. We have talk of Russia. Yeah, I mean, this is not just talk, but confirmed. They're looking to open up a Bitcoin mining hub and in the process of doing so over in Ethiopia. So big money is heading into Bitcoin, nation state adoption, a lot of countries secretly getting direct or indirect exposure into Bitcoin as well. BlackRock, world's largest asset manager, now has over 272,000 biddies, right, on their balance sheet. And I believe being held, obviously, by their custodian, Coinbase. Fidelity is a big one as well. And I don't think they're slowing down anytime soon. There's only roughly 450 Bitcoin being awarded per day to the miners. And we have thousands of Bitcoin being bought up out of the ETFs just via the inflows occurring, you know, Monday through Friday. So things are about to get lit. We've already witnessed the demand shock of this year regarding the ETFs, and we're about to soon hit a supply shock with an estimated 1.8 million biddies even available on the exchanges. They say 80% of the Bitcoin supply currently in the hands of the whales and the long-term hodlers that have no desire to sell, you know, the BlackRocks of the world, the MicroStrategies of the world, the ARK Invest and Cathie Woods of the world. So where do you think the Bitcoin price is likely to take us? When do you feel, realistically, Bitcoin will strike $1 million per coin? Yes, I understand we haven't even hit the coveted six-figure mark, but you already know, six figures of income in this cycle, only a matter of time before seven figures. Seven figures is really only a 10x off of six figures. Keep that in mind. And from 50,000, in which we're well above right now, 20x is $1 million, right? And to 20X is really just a 10X times two. Either way, you chop up the math. So get your pet rocks already. Put them in self-custody, the smartest way to hold your Bitcoin, because properly self-custodied biddies are unconfiscatable. Bitcoin ETF BTC, unfortunately, I hate to tell this to you, but it's all confiscatable. Anything not in your possession can be taken away from you, right? However, in your possession, digital in your possession, which don't exist because you lost it in a boat accident, unconfiscatable. Let that one sink in. Yeah, I mean, take your Bitcoin off the exchanges if there's no advantage for you to keep it on there. Some of you guys, you buy your Bitcoin, for example, you just keep it on the exchange. You're like, yeah, nothing's going to happen to the exchange. Well, something happened to FTX, which was once the second largest crypto exchange in the universe. And now it don't exist. And the day before they went bankrupt, Bankman-Fried said, everything is fine, guys. Your Bitcoin and crypto is safe. Nothing is going to go wrong. It's all safe. 24 hours later, yes, we're filing for Chapter 11 bankruptcy and no one can get their Bitcoin back. That's the world we live in today. So be smart about it. Yeah, I mean, the only reason you should have something on an exchange is if you're actively trading. So if you have a position, it's just active. You can't take it off the exchange because it's an active position. Completely understand, right? However, if there's nothing actively being traded, there is zero advantage to keeping your precious little biddies on those exchanges. So learn how to properly self-custody your Bitcoin. Very chaotic and unprecedented times we're entering. It's 2024, family. It's post-halving. We have a election year. Things always go crazy in the United States around election time, so you already know. Also, there's a lot of chaos and war and things breaking out, so protect yourselves, be careful, hide your kids, hide your wives, and protect your biddies. Just saying. But anyways, where do you feel the Bitcoin price action is likely to take us for this year? And when do you think we're likely to smash a seven-figure Bitcoin price? Holla at your boy. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.